And before fishing, he dug some
coins.
And the opposite of rich is
poor.
She kept her coins in a small change
purse.
And a boy named William might be nicknamed
Bill.
Okay, or E on the end of it. Might be Bill or the male goat is called
Billy.
And what's an animal that looks like a fox but is bigger and lives in the mountains? Or Little Red Riding Hood met a what?
Wolf.
How's that?
Wolf.
And the place where a lot of corn is grown is called a corn
field.
And you plant turnips and lettuce and radishes and tomatoes in the
garden.
And the holiday in late November when you have turkey and dressing is called
Thanksgiving.
How's that?
Thanksgiving.
And a highway is made out of
concrete, asphalt.
Okay. We did that one. And the state north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are,
Tennessee.
How's that?
Tennessee.
If a person is, what happens is that I'm talking and I interrupt you that way. I want to be sure I get it clear on there. If a person is in trouble, you would maybe try to quote him.
Console him.
Okay. Or if he had some work he needed to do, you might say, well, I'll be glad to
help you.
And if something isn't wide, then it's
narrow.
And I might say, well, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another name for an automobile is a
vehicle.
Or might say, I've got to go out and move my
my car.
And my mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
your aunt.
Okay. And is there there's another pronunciation of that word sometime I've heard aunt and sometimes aunt. Is there a difference in when or to whom that would be used? What I'm asking is if you hear people say aunt or aunt.
Well, I'd say if it would be maybe not. If I would say
if
she was in here, maybe I might would say aunt so-and-so. I wouldn't say aunt.
Okay.
But if I were talking to somebody, chances are sometime I might say my aunt or something like that.
It doesn't have anything to do with the age of the person.
But I don't think it had anything to do with aunt.
Age or respect? One's not more respectful or?
Well, I wouldn't think. I would think it might be just a matter of colloquialism or something like that.
Sounds better?
What I think aunt sounds better.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
And children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench up both his
fists.
And a small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is called
a mosquito.
How's that?
A mosquito.
And the white things that float around up in the sky maybe mean it's going to rain?
A cloud.
And right now we're sitting inside your
den.
Okay, the whole building is your
house.
And if a small, troublesome animal was getting into the chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly whether it was a skunk or a weasel or whatever, you might say, I want to get my shotgun and try to get rid of that
animal.
Okay, is there another word that you might use when you don't know what kind it is? Some kind of a something is getting the chicken.
Pissed.
Okay, have you ever heard the word varmint?
Varmint, yes.
Would you use that?
Would, yes. Sometime you would.
Okay. Do you think varmint would ever be used to refer to a human being around here? That low
down? Unless somebody would get mighty mad with him or something like that, and I depend upon the person.